Police Fire Medical.
Yes, I'm looking out my back townhome and someone's screaming help, and I don't know, I heard like a bang.
Now, you said you live at...
the townhome?
Yes,
and I'm looking out my window, like my backyard, and someone's yelling and screaming help, and I heard, like a pop noise,
okay.
And they're both still out there right now. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I can tell you right now, you're not the only person that's calling. We already have one officer on scene, another on the way.
Oh, good.
However,
oh, my God, I see the person right now.
I see him walking.
There's a man coming out. There's people coming out with flashlights. Oh, my God, I don't know what he did to this person.
Was it a male?
I can't see. There's a man walking out with a flashlight right now.
That was making the noise.
Pardon?
Was it a male or female voice that was screaming?
I guess a man. I don't know. The man is up right now. Someone's coming over. I'm glad other people called.
All right, we should be out there right now.
I can open my window and hear it if you want me to.
You can still hear it? You can still hear it?
I'm looking out my window. Somebody's over there taking a flashlight. I don't know what's happening. Someone's on the ground.
You see someone laying on the ground?
I don't know. Someone's been shot. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, just calm down. Stay on the line with me. Like I said, we have an officer on scene, and we have other officers on the line.
Oh, my God. They better hurry up. I don't know if someone's, dead on the ground or something. Oh, my God.
Are they laying down
I see. I look out my back window, and that's like a sidewalk and grass and stuff. Something's really bad, I guess. But there's a man who out here with a flashlight with the man
is this person
wrestling.
Is this person laying down in the street?
No, see, it's the back of, you can see from my back window, it's only like a sidewalk in a back area.
Okay.
There's people coming over.
So is the person that you see laying down on the street or in the grass?
No, on the grass. Oh, my God. People are coming. I think there's another gentleman with a flashlight. I don't know if the police or not. Oh, my God, he shot the person. He just said he shot the person.
Who's saying they shot who?
There's people out there. A guy is raising his hands up. He's saying he shot a person. I think it's a police officer that's with him right now. Oh, my God, why would somebody
kill him? It looks like our officer is there. He has somebody at gunpoint.
Yes.
They're gonna handle the situation from here.
Oh my God, someone would be shot.
It's probably going to be best if you stay inside your home for the time being, okay?
I know, but I can't believe someone is killed. He was saying help. Why didn't someone come out and help him?
Listen, we don't know if they've been killed, okay? We know they've been, probably if someone...
He just said he shot him. Yes, the person is dead, laying on the grass.
Just because he's laying on the ground...
Oh, my God.
Just because he's laying on the ground doesn't mean he's passed. We have an ambulance on the way as well. We're going to probably pick him up and take him to the hospital.
Why did this... I didn't see because it was too dark, and I just heard people screaming, help me, help me, and this person shot him. He was, like, wrestling with him, you know what I mean, on the ground. From what I could see, it was very dark.
All right.
But the police, I think it's a police officer that's there. I mean, the man didn't try to run away or anything.
And can I get your name, please?
But I don't want to be a witness or anything.
It's okay. I'll leave you as anonymous.
I'm just scared. I mean, I can't even believe that the person, oh my God, I hope it's a young boy or something. I can't imagine. I've never seen anyone killed. Oh.
All right.
This is like a nice neighborhood. This isn't like, you know, oh my God, I'm too scared to live here.
You don't have to worry right now. We have many officers on the way, and I think about two officers on scene at least right now. So we are on scene, okay?
Oh, my God, to see someone killed laying in the grass. Oh, my God. I want to know what happened. Why would this man just shoot him?
Once the incident calms down a little bit, you can probably try to ask one of the officers what's going on. But in the meantime, it's probably...
Oh, my God.
There
comes another police officer. It's right outside my window. I mean, it's like 2 feet away. I mean, 5, 10 feet out my window. Oh, my God, why would somebody kill someone like that?
No, of course, we're not going to know the details.
Oh, I can't look. I mean, the officer is shining the light on the person. He killed someone. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Did you hear or see anything else suspicious before you heard?
No, I was just watching. I was watching my TV, and this is my back window, and then I heard people talking out there, and I was kind of like, oh, gosh, where are they? You know, with pouring rain, why would they be outside? I figure walking their dog or something. And then I heard more talking voices, and I didn't open my window. And then I just, I looked like I thought, oh, are those two men talking to each other, or they looked like they were wrestling each other. And then I heard the man saying, help, help. I mean, I would have helped if I could have. He's walking, the police officer is bringing the person away that shot him.
All right. Stay inside your house for the time being. Once the scene calms down a little bit, you may...
Oh, God. I mean, they're looking at the person that's dead. I just can't hold. Oh, God.
If it's making you emotional, you may want to just step away from the window for the time being.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my God, I don't know who to tell. I'm so
weak. Do you have any...
Oh, God.
If you don't feel like staying alone there, do you have any relatives that you can call that can come over?
No, I don't have any family.
No friends? Nothing like that that you can go to?
No, not really, no. I mean, you know, I'm a normal adult person. I used to be a teacher and stuff. Oh, God. I'm sorry, I gotta think of someone to call. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
That's okay. Well, like I said, right now, the best thing to do is to probably just stay inside.
Okay.
If it's gonna make you emotional, look out the window, then you should probably just...
Yeah, I'm not gonna look.
Walk away for now.
I just can't believe it. I mean, I feel like, you know, I...
From what I can see...
I wish I could have done something for the person.
From what from what I can see, we possibly have the person that's responsible, so you don't have to worry about that for now.
Yes, I know, but I... When someone yells for help, don't you feel like you wish you could help them, you know? I mean, I don't have a gun or anything, but, you know. Oh. Sorry.
That's okay. I mean, just remember...
I can't believe I'm even... Would even imagine anything like this. Where I live, you know?
Remember, hindsight's 20/20. The whole thing happened too quickly. I mean, you weren't the only one that heard... Like I said earlier, remember, a lot of other people called about it in your neighborhood. But really...
I mean, the people that, like, are back there, I mean, their porches are right there.
You did.
I mean, they were probably, like, 3 feet. They could have ran out and helped the person, you know.
Well, honestly, calling 911 was the best way to help this man, especially to get the ambulance rolling out there as fast as we could.
Okay, so people called even before I did?
Yeah, we got a bunch of calls all at once. So trust me, a lot of people in your area called. We had an ambulance rolling almost right away, along with police on the way as well. And right now, I can tell you the officers might be out there for a while since they're investigating a serious crime.
I shouldn't go down there and say anything.
Well, for now, you might want to just stay in your house, wait for things to calm down a little bit. It's possible they might have an investigator go door to door to see if anyone else might have heard or seen anything else out of the ordinary. So, of course, if you hear a knock at your door and it's an officer, you probably should answer it and talk to them. It might make you feel a little better as well, because they can tell you exactly what's going on in the details and whether or not you should be worried.
Okay, I guess there's a lot of, I hear a lot of cars.
Yeah, there's probably going to be
right now. There's
probably going to be a lot of sirens, but trust me, the sirens will be over soon, and they're probably going to take this guy to the hospital if they
feel... Oh, God, I just heard him say something. Oh, all the cars are out. Like my house right now in the front. Sorry, I'm just shaking.
That's okay.
I just blows my mind. I guess maybe I could think of someone to call, a friend or something. Is there a home?
Yeah, if you have a friend or someone you can call and talk to that can, you know, pass the time with, I think that would be a really good idea. But of course,
right.
You know, make sure you're doing it, because if one of those officers comes up...
Sorry, I didn't... can't even believe, you know, I just can't believe any, I mean, I'm just, sorry, I just, wow.
Well, it's okay, this isn't something people are dealing with every day. It's okay to feel this way.
Well, maybe somebody, if you don't mind saying, maybe somebody could call me, you know, like somebody, you know, someone that could explain to me, you know. I've never seen trauma like this. It's almost like a movie.
Now.
Sorry, I'm just, I don't know why. I'm shaking. I can't stop shaking.
It's normal after something like this, so don't feel
okay. All right. Okay, I better hang up. Oh my god, I'm sorry. I can't even hold on to the phone with my one hand. It's shaking.
Alright, so listen, I think you have the right idea. Maybe call a friend, you know, talk to them a while, pass the time. If you feel like anything's wrong, like if you start feeling a little anxious, or I'm not sure if you have any if you have any pre-existing medical conditions, but if you're feeling a little off, you know, feel free to call us back. We can always have an ambulance check you out. You know, the EMTs can just come out there and make sure everything's all right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Frank, did you feel like shaking? Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm just shaking. Sorry.
Like I said, this is...
I mean, if somebody wants to call me, that's okay. I don't know. It's just like something like trauma that I can maybe talk to someone later.
We can possibly set that up. We do have someone that's called a victim's advocate that normally responds to people who are involved in these kinds of incidences, but
okay.
Like I can see if we can make someone get someone to respond out there for you. Do you mind holding on for just a second?
Okay. So could you call me back? I don't know who I could call. I'm just trying to think of a friend or someone.
I'm not gonna put you on hold per se, but I gotta go away from the phone for just a second, all right? 'Cause I need to see actually get someone.
Sorry,
to respond out
I'm
there.
Just very.
No, it's okay. actually, I think what would be best is if we were to have an officer meet with you, and then you can speak with the officer about the incident, and then
okay.
If it's necessary, we could also get the victim's advocate to speak to you as well if we page him out there. So I know you live on, but what's your house number?
Yes. Oh god. I mean, I don't know. I don't know any of the circumstances. I'm just like, it just. Yeah, I see someone was getting hurt, but I just can't believe somebody would shoot someone. Oh, God. Do you want my phone number, or do you already have it?
Yeah, go ahead and confirm your phone number.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I caught the 407 in the. Well, what is the? Okay, I got the rest. I got your phone number and just go ahead and call. You know, a friend. Try to calm down a little bit, but stay by your door because if someone comes up, you know, you don't answer it, they're probably going to think you're not home. So be sure you're by your door, or you can at least hear someone knock or ring the bell.
Oh my god! Okay.
They'll announce themselves, so you don't have to worry about that as well.
All right.
Now again,
I'm gonna try to hang up.
If you're feeling a little woozy, anything like that, give us a call back. We'll have the EMTs come check you out. But in the meantime, we'll have an officer come out there and meet with you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.